I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The latest information coming out regarding the coronavirus epidemic is that the peak of deaths may actually occur within the next 2 weeks. Good and bad news. For those who will die or who will experience loved ones dying from this virus, the news is bad. But for those who remain alive, the projections are that the threat might well be on the road to abatement. The president initially suggested the aspirational thought that the country might be able to be back to some sort of normality by Easter on April 12th. It was said to keep a sense of optimism and hope alive. While the president with various medical specialists have hosted a nearly daily press conference, there have been those who ignore the president's intent and used everything said and done as to prove he is not doing anything right. No matter how this crisis plays out, and if there are fewer people who die from this epidemic, there will be those who will continue to suggest the president didn't start early enough and didn't do enough to meet the challenge. MSNBC's Lawrence O'Donnell stated that the president told the country that if the country wasn't on its way back to work and school by Easter Sunday, we would be dead. He suggested the president was saying this whole country would be on a suicide watch. All the president suggested, and rightfully so, was that the financial difficulties do increase the probability of extremely depressive and hopeless thoughts. That, of course, is the case. The president's competent performance as he dominates daily primetime television is driving his political opposition absolutely mad. Yes, his appearances are flamboyant and filled with hyperbole and combative with reporters who field unabashedly hostile questions. But that is exactly what got his supporters to rally around him in 2016, and that worked successfully in getting him elected. In the meantime, the never-Trumpers accuse the president of disregarding and scoffing at scientists and of not knowing anything about science in general. The truth is, Donald Trump knows about as much about science and medicine as the average person. But the president apparently knows what he doesn't know, which is exactly the reason he surrounded himself with experts in that field. His daily appearances with Dr. Deborah Birx and Dr. Anthony Fauci belie the false narrative President Trump has an animosity to science. The president exudes hope while the doctors exude a great sense of reality, a balancing act if there ever was one. The president's actions are somewhat reminiscent of how Franklin Delano Roosevelt operated after the attack on Pearl Harbor. Roosevelt knew absolutely nothing about fighting a war, certainly not fighting a world war that included troops on the ground in Europe, the Pacific Islands, and the Middle East. So what did Roosevelt do? He turned to his military leaders and told them to do whatever they had to do to combat the enemy and win the war. Then, what did he do? He frequently appeared on radio to address the nation and to exude a great sense of determination and hope that we would successfully prosecute the war effort. He gave people a sense of hope while the experts on military actions performed the tasks for which they were best suited. This is exactly what President Donald Trump is doing for the American public in 2020 as we face another challenge by an enemy that would wipe us out. The president has moved swiftly and decisively to increase testing ability, distribute medication that might save lives, raise the country's supply of ventilators, and increase hospital capacity. We should all recognize that Donald Trump has taken the bull by the horns just as he should have done. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.